بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن معاوية بن الحكم السلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بين أنا أصلي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ عطس رجلا من القوم فقلت يرحمك الله، فرماني القوم بأبصارهم. سلمت حديث لنت حديث ومعاوية بن الحكم السلمي رضي الله عنه says: whilst I was performing salat with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I was in the Jamaat, Rasulullah is leading the Salat, I am behind him. When suddenly one of the congregants, somebody sneezed. So I said in the Salat, because he sneezed, I said, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy upon you. So the people started looking at me, staring at me. فَقُلْتُ وَا ثُكْلَ أُمَّيَاهُ مَا شَأْنُكُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلِيَّ. So I said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me lose my child. In other words, it's a way of expressing some musibah that has come upon a person. In Arabic, they will say such things that may I be bereaved. مَا شَأْنُكُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلِيَّ. What's the matter with you? You're all staring at me. فَجَعَلُوا يَضْرِبُونَ بِأَيْدِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْخَادِهِمْ. They were in salat, so they couldn't talk. And this person had said, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, to get his attention that not to talk. They began to strike their hands on the laps, on the thighs. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُهُمْ يُصَمِّتُونَنِي لَكِنِّي سَكَتُّ. When I saw that they are trying to silence me, then I kept silent. فَلَمَّا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. When Rasulullah had performed the salat, فَبِأَبِي هُوَ وَأُمِّي, may my parents be sacrificed for him. مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي. He says, Allah's qasam, I did not see any teacher before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor after him, more better in teaching than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never saw an ustad, a teacher, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Allah's qasam, he did not reproach me, he did not hit me, he did not use any vulgar language against me, but he called me and he said, "Qal inna hadhihi salata la yasluhu fiha shay'un min kalam an-nas." You see, the salat that we are reading, there is no form of human dialogue or speech that is permissible in it. While the salat is on, we are not allowed to speak anything. Innama hiya at-tasbih wa at-takbir wa qira'atu al-Quran. Salah is made up of tasbih, we read subhan rabbil azim, subhan rabbil a'la, takbir Allahu akbar, qira'atu al-Quran. Quran is recited. This is what salat is about. We are not allowed to speak any other things in salat. Aw kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qultu ya Rasulullah. So I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I ask a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni hadithu ahdin bi jahiliyyah. I'm a new Muslim. Not long ago, I was a non-Muslim. I was in the time of jahiliyyah. Allah has now given me iman. وَقَدْ جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah has given me Islam. وَإِنَّ مِنَّا رِجَالًا يَأْتُونَ الْكُهَانِ. The question is that amongst us, there are some people in my community that go to astronomers who foretell things. قَالَ فَلَا تَأْتِهِمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go to them at all. قُلْتُ وَمِنَّا رِجَالٌ يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. قَالَ ذَاكَ شَيْءٌ يَجِدُونَهُ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّهُمْ. رواه مسلم. So, he said, then there are people amongst us who practice this practice of called tatayur. Tatayur is where, in those days when a person, it was a jahiliya practice of ignorance, and there were people who take omen from things. So if a person wanted to embark on a journey, for example, or he wanted to get married, or whatever object and task he had, then he would place his hand out, he would make a bird perch on his hand, and then he will just flap his hand, and in whichever direction the bird went, then that's what the omen he'll take. For example, if the bird went in the right direction, then he'll feel this thing is good, it's a good omen, and then he'll embark on that particular task. But if the bird went to the left, and this is superstition, and then he'd feel, no, it's a bad omen, and he would not embark on that task. So there were people who would do this practice. Rasulullah said, see, in this case here, there are many ahadith where some prohibited such a practice very, very clearly. In this particular case, he said, see, these people are doing this just because they want to get some, they have something in the heart. In other words, they just want to take some good omen. They're not going to follow this bird. If it's going on the right hand side, then they will, then only they will go embark on the task, and it goes on the left hand side, they won't embark. فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّهُمْ Rasulullah said, this should never be the case, that it should never stop them from doing whatever they have already wanted to do. So if they wanted to get married, or person wanted to buy a property or house, whatever, or go on a journey, whatever his task was, regardless of which way the bird really goes, he should still do whatever he had already made his decision upon. So فَلَا يَسُدَّنَّهُمْ Then it should not stop them from their task. So from this hadith we understand the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to the sahabi. Now imagine, he did not know, and he said yarhamukallah in salat, which it was not permissible for him to say when the person sneezed, and Rasulullah sallallahu very gently, very politely explained to him that see, this is what salat is all about. Tasbih, takbir, qirat of Quran. It's not permissible to speak anything else in a very polite manner. This is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter, that regarding how the person, when he's advising, he should advise with hikmah, and he should be brief in his advice. So here he says, I did not see a teacher better than Rasulullah SAW before, no after. And the one last hadith which came before, وعن الرباط بن ساري رضي الله عنه قال وعذنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون وذكر الحديث. And this entire hadith has come previously, where Rasulullah SAW gave a beautiful sermon towards the end of his life, and Sahaba began to shed tears. Hearts trembled out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realized this was a very last sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked him for some parting advices, in which he gave them advices of holding on to Quran, Sunnah, and the Sunnah of the Khulafa'i Rashidun. Here again, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this sermon, this lecture, and it was not very lengthy. Because if it's going to be very lengthy, the effect of the lecture is going to be lost. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concise, and he was brief, and he to the point, and this is what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu benefited from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand these ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.